Ted?
Yep.
Want to come up?
One of the exciting things that I found in using this was to be able to identify money. We're going to try, and because I'll tell you, I lined a bunch at home in Good Life. I lined up a bunch of bills and took pictures, and it got every single one of them right. And when you consider that, you know, you pay even for the iBill, you pay $100. You're not going to do it in the grocery store, but you can sort out your money at home that way.
I have an iPhone 3GS. The camera in this iPhone 3GS is not as good as the iPhone 4. I'm going to take what I believe to be a $10 bill out of my wallet, and I'm going to use an application called Omobi to try and look at this and see if it will. And
then we will. Omobi, double tap to open.
Okay, so Amy has the same application. That's the idea behind doing this.
Select search. 2 of 4. Share. More. US $20. Clear text. Button. Selected. Scope.
Okay, clear
text.
Clear.
Button.
I'm going to clear the text.
Home. Button. Take photo. Button.
Okay, that's what I want. Take photo. So I'm going to hold this camera maybe, I don't know, 6 inches or whatever, a little above this bill.
Viewfinder. Image. Zoom. 0%. Adjustable. Cancel. Button. Take picture. Button.
Now, I've asked it to take the picture, and now it's going to give me a couple options here. It's going to say...
Viewfinder, image.
Viewfinder, which is...
Zoom, 0%. Adjust preview.
Do I want to preview it? Well, obviously that doesn't do me any good, so there's no point to doing that.
Retake, button.
Retake,
button.
Or use. So I've got to choose use. I tap on that. Come on. Now it's going to try sending this off to its database of things to see if it can identify it.
Home, heading. Searching. Analyzing image.
Ah, it's analyzing the image.
Home. Back button.
Okay, now.
Selected. Shop. Search. Share. More. 4 of 4. Button. Share. 3 of 4. Button. More. Plus $10 bill.
Okay, so it identified it with US $10 bill. Now, Amy's going to try the same thing.
Where is that database that it searches?
It's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud.
And so it's searching images that it knows about.
$1 bill, United States. Clear text. Selected. Clear text. Button.
Clear text.
Take photo. Button.
Okay, so I want to take photo. I'm assuming that the camera's in the approximately the same spot.
It is.
Tap to focus. Autofocus. Flash mode. Button. Camera chooser. Back facing. Button. Switches between the front and back facing cameras.
I'm assuming I want to use the back facing camera. Now, this isn't an option on the 3GS, of course.
Flash mode. Button. Use.
Camera chooser. Back facing.
Now, see, it says flash mode. So there's a flash in the iPhone
4. Right. So 0%. Adjustable. Cancel. Take picture. Button.
Okay, I've asked it to take the picture. Then I should have the same.
Viewfinder, image.
You do.
Photo. 4-3-4-8. Flash mode. Button. View. Button.
Come on. Okay.
Home, edit. Button. Home. Heading. Searching. Analyzing image.
Back button. Okay, now I think it's already got it.
Selected. Shop. 1 of 4. Search. Share. More. 4 of 4. Plus $10 bill. Search view.
Now, see, with the iPhone 4, you see, it was much quicker. So the camera is much better. This application costs $2 or $3 or something like that. But if you're going to use something like this a lot, having the iPhone 4 or a better camera is useful, which is what I wanted to demonstrate.
The bill was folded. It was only one half was on the table, and the other half was sticking up. And the second time, you were not centered over the bill, and it still did it anyway.
It is pretty forgiving, but the iPhone 4 is more forgiving than the 3GS.
There's also one called Noogle Noggles. This one sends it to, if it doesn't get it from their database, it sends it to the crowd in the clouds. Noogle Noggles doesn't do that, but Noogle Noggles I have found even to be more accurate than Omobi sometimes at identification of bills.
Now it will identify products too, but sometimes it will say things like can of food.
Yeah.
Not very helpful. Well, okay, thank you. I do know that. But sometimes it will say Campbell's soup or whatever it actually is.
Before I learned how to use the camera and figured out where the camera was on the phone, I was trying to see if I could get it to identify a can of soup, and it said silver microwave. And that's because I had it pointing the wrong place. Thank you.